Would turn in your Bibles the book of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I want to begin reading in verse 13.
Wait on us.
No problem. I got a sign we saw in the morning on the way here. So it's on that church there right before the big dip there. And it says, is what you're trusting in able to save you? That's the wrong question. If it's a what you're trusting in, it's not going to save you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay? Now, who, if it's who you trust in, can he save you? That's a different question. And that actually is a valid question. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I want to begin reading verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Just before this scripture, the Apostle Paul was writing about the mystery of iniquity, which is already working. That was a long time ago. It still works. But he writes of those who receive not the love of the truth, and that God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Like I said, Paul wrote this a long time ago. Ain't nothing changed. Man has not changed. The only thing you can say about man is that it says, what evil seducer shall wax worse and worse? That's not good. The natural man believes the lie. Man, as he is born, does not believe the truth, and he has pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, this is not the most pleasant message of peace and harmony that the world wants to hear, but it's in here. It's true. This is not a hidden truth. It's in black and white. It's wrote down. Paul wrote this because of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he wrote it plainly. But he didn't stop there. And that's the good thing for us. It does say those who believe a lie are on one side, but there is another side. We give thanks to God for our brethren who are beloved of the Lord. Why? God chose you, the brethren, from the beginning. From the beginning, God chose his people. Now, this choice is manifested through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Then he called you by our gospel. The order is very specific here. Paul actually is always very specific in his order. You can look at Ephesians. You can look at Hebrews. You can look here. You can look at, Peter did too. It's always very specific. The sanctification is the same, the word used here, okay, is the same, what do they call it, root word that's used in Hebrews 10. In Hebrews 10, it's used as a verb. Here it's used as a noun. Hebrews 10 talks about being sanctified and perfected by one offering. Here it's the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. It's a noun here, but this is speaking of this sanctification of the Spirit here, and actually in Hebrews, is speaking of regeneration, life from the Spirit of God. The Scripture teaches how we are sanctified and, well, basically given life and given faith, which is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. But after that, whereunto he called you by our gospel. Now, this life has the result of a regenerate person believing the truth. Romans 1 and 16 states this, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." What does it say? Through sanctification of the Spirit, belief of the truth, then called you by our gospel. There's something that happens before you're going to hear the gospel and believe it. I know a lot of people don't seem to understand that. I know a lot of people seem to teach against it, but it's here. The gospel is not the power of God to unbelievers. Because if it was, Paul would have wrote that down. Matter of fact, he wrote the exact opposite. It's the power of God to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. It doesn't matter Jewish or Gentile. There is a definitive order to the working of the Holy Spirit in the people of God. And then Paul states this, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast." Stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. This is it. This is what we've got. This is inspired, and this is true. And this is what we are to stand fast with. The truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The truth of the Holy Spirit, the truth of God the Father. And it is revealed in Scripture. And may God comfort your hearts with this, because it is a comfort. And establish you in every good word and work, because this is where it comes from. It all comes from Christ. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again to be in this place. And we ask for your blessings. And we ask for you to give Walter the words we need to hear. And your truth to be proclaimed in this place. And believed in our hearts. Because that's what we want, Lord. Believe you in spirit and in truth, to try to worship you in spirit and in truth. We'll give you all the praise and glory, for it's yours now and forever. Amen.